You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show. We are in Rogersville, Alabama, at Lauderdale County High School in the Larry Senior Gymnasium. And I have with me my old friend Brian Puckett. He was here to speak to students today, to athletes, about what he is doing as a strength and conditioning coach at LSU for men's basketball. I would like to welcome Brian to the Mark White Show. Welcome, Brian.
Man, Mark, thank you. Man, I'm glad to be here. Glad to be back in Rogersville, especially with the limited time. But, man, grateful to be here today.
The last time we were together, Brian, we played in a football game. And my radio career started at the same time that football game happened, because I went on a radio show to promote the fundraiser, the alumni football game. Mm-hmm. And then I was asked, hey, why don't you just come on every weekend and join us on this Applebee's tailgate talk? And from that point is when I started into radio.
Man, that's
amazing. And I was 35.
How long ago that was when you think
7 years ago. You were a headhunter. I remember on the kickoff, you had everything inside of you coming out, and you took off down the field, and you gave a lick to that gentleman that decided he wanted to participate in that game too.
Yeah, man, that was that's what it was all about back then, you know?
So did we win our last football game we played? We won 17-14. Is that the last game you ever played in?
Yeah, I think so, especially on that field.
Not too many people can say they won their last football game, can they?
No, not too many.
We did. Well, that was fun, and I wanted to bring that back up. But here today, you had an opportunity to come and talk to some young athletes and share some of your experiences, even as a younger person when you were in their position, and then share the path that you took to get to where you are. I see you're wearing the LSU logo on your shirt, and that means something to these young guys when they see somebody who is from Rogersville, Alabama, attended Lauderdale County High School, and can see that you've stepped up your game to that next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I think that was important because, I mean, when I first got offered the position, knew I was going to LSU, and even when I was at Murray State, like, don't get me wrong, when you talk about Murray State men's basketball, it's high-level basketball. I mean, we're a top 20 team in the country majority of the year. And now to be at LSU, the first few weeks, first month was crazy busy. But right when I got a second to kind of reflect on just kind of what helped me get there, it became more important than ever to be able to come back and impact people. Because, I mean, it's a crazy story, man. Like, growing up in a town, I think I just looked this up the other day, there's 1,400 people in Rogersville, you know? And I think there's a stereotype that comes with that. And instead of that negative stereotype, like, man, you don't get out of the small town lifestyle, whatever, like, we should celebrate those characteristics and traits that you get. Because some people never get to experience what a true community feels like. And I was fortunate enough to do it. And I said this in another podcast and interview with a paper, like, that's special. It showed me what that looks like, and that's achievable. And at the end of the day, especially at a school like LSU, what makes us different? We're going to get 4-star, we're going to get 5-star athletes. Especially in the day and age of transfer portal, you got to recruit a kid for a year. What determines success? And I think growing up in a small town, whether it's my mom, my teammate, fans in the community, whatever that is, there was a certain level of accountability throughout the whole process. And a certain amount of love and care that you get from all levels and all avenues. And essentially that's what coaching is. If you break down coaches or a coaching atmosphere, it's a family. It's a family of people from all over, very similar to like a small town. You have people that move in, have different backstories, and they all come together to celebrate something common, especially like Lauderdale County football. Being a part of that and seeing what we did to that community and to see how we'd fill up the stadium every week, that's special. Like right now, thinking about it, I got chills. And I've won championships playing as an athlete, as a coach already. And still to this day, like that small town vibe, atmosphere is really impactful. I think that that needs to be promoted and that needs to be put out there for people to understand, like, that's not a negative thing. Like, no one should ever grow up in Rogersville or any small town and be like, you know, I didn't have the resource, I didn't have this, I didn't have that. The people in big cities don't have resources that we have here. You can't. There's too many people. So to get that kind of attention, I just want to promote it more than ever now because it's important. Like you said, like, what was it, 7 years ago? Like, I was sitting right where those kids were sitting. Like, really think about that. And when I do, it's, I never viewed myself as a special person. Like, oh, I'm different than this guy or that guy. There were certain traits and characteristics that were instilled that I allowed people, they helped mold me. And it comes from being a part of a small town with a great community backing you. And now more than ever, I just want to represent that. I want to be proud. Like, I don't want my bio to say Florence, Alabama or Huntsville, Alabama. Like, nah, I want it to say Rogersville, Alabama. And I want everyone in Rogersville to know I represent this community. So as I've kind of leveled up in the profession, it's just become more and more important to me to let people know, like, you can do whatever you want when you're from a place like this.
You had a unique opportunity today to have an hour and a half with these young people. Mm-hmm. And I noticed one of the things you said after the hour and a half was nearly done was how you appreciated their attention. They were paying attention. They were listening. And that can be hard sometimes when someone gets up to present to young people and them to not have the type of attention that they should, to be distracted by other things.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's important. like listening, it's a skill. People don't really realize that. And for 14-year-olds to 18-year-olds to have that skill is impressive. I deal with 18 to 22-year-olds. That, man, it's a task to keep them engaged for longer than 30 minutes. And I think that goes back to, like, the respect that's taught in a town like this to listen and to come back and do that. Like, you could tell, like, these athletes, even the people in the community that were here, like, they wanted to know. They were engaged. And then I think what that really happens is when you give people good information and a blueprint, because, again, it's nothing special. It's just the actions that were taking place. They do a better job of making sure the actions follow when you're completely engaged in what someone is saying. So to me, man, like, it's Saturday. They got here like 10, 10:30. Like, it was just really, really impressive to be a part of that. And it makes you feel like they were engaged, they were talking. It made me feel like I impact them more ultimately. And at the end of the day, like, I have about 30 hours of free time from when I left the office. I got in around 1 or 2 a.m. And for them to come in and do that, like, that just made the trip for me. I mean, I'm packing up at 6 a.m. and heading back to Baton Rouge. Like, I made this trip just for this interaction. So, man, I'm just grateful for those athletes, and I hope that they apply that and they do something special here, just like what I did when we were here.
And that brings up a great point, because you mentioned our mutual friend DJ Simmons and the fact that you challenged each other.
Yeah.
And so when you go back to Baton Rouge, these young guys who heard the points that you made, the pillars that you showed, they're going to have to challenge each other and do it on their own. Like you said, when you guys were seniors, if someone made mistakes, if they messed up, then you all were going to take care of it. You didn't have to worry about coach. Well, they're going to have to take that kind of initiative and say, we are in charge of this, and what we do matters.
Yeah, and I think that stems from what we'd call at Murray is we always strove for a player-driven team. And those are words of Coach McMahon. And he's an elite coach, and for him to say that, it registered to me to what it was at Lauderdale County. And then it wasn't like a, did that just work there kind of deal because what we had? Or is this the right way? And as I'm leveling up in the field, coaching at a higher level, like, that's more the way than ever. So for me, and I think at that age, they don't know what they don't know. A lot of it is just, again, I mentioned, like, being a cool guy, wanting people to accept you and like you. And that's important, but it has to be for the right things. And if no one shows you how to do it the right way, no one creates an expectation, then how do you ever know what that is? Goes back to, you don't know what you don't know. So, like, as a coach, that's my first job before I can discipline any athlete, is clearly define the expectation. And not just that, but how do you achieve the expectation? So with what I was saying them today is, like, that's what the expectation is. That's what it has to be. Because it has to be more, like, that's all we want at the end of the day as humans, I think, is to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. However you want to look at it, I think just community. And when you have that within a group in a small town with something like a football team, you're going to have intimate relationships that you will never have. Like, you talked about DJ Simmons, man. Like, we grew up in the same household for a lot of our life. And still to this day, like, I mean, that's my best man at my wedding. Like, that's my brother. And there's plenty of people. Like, I could go through, like, Lake Romine, Austin Campbell, Tyler Smith. Like, man, I could, everybody. Like, right now, just names running through my head. Like, and it was created through discipline and hard work. That's what we had in common. That's what connected us. And we wanted to be great. And
we like to win a lot of football games too, so that helped.
And doing a pretty good job at it. Right now, folks, we're in Rogersville, Alabama at Lauderdale County High School inside the Larry Senior Gymnasium as Coach Brian Puckett has shared with young people, young athletes, about his path to success. Now, as the strength and conditioning coach at LSU men's basketball, we're glad to have him on the program. When we come back, we're going to talk some more to Brian, but I also want to include Mom Amy Puckett into the conversation and share a little bit about his home life and what it takes when it gets down to family and that unit and working together toward a mission. We'll even talk about breakfast. Brian, will you stick with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, folks. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show as we come to you from Rogersville, Alabama, Larry Senior Gymnasium, Lauderdale County High School, my alma mater, also the alma mater of Brian Puckett, who is now the strength and conditioning coach, men's basketball at LSU, and as advertised, I was going to have Amy Puckett join me because that's his mom. And when you think about home life, you think about the importance of family, you think about how you can push each other as a family unit. I think that's exactly what Brian shared with the young people today, is how important it was, his home life, and having that unit to help him to succeed. And I know when I was younger, I didn't care as much about grades. My grandparents pushed a little harder than I did, and they want you to be successful at all levels, not just one particular thing, because they realize that makes the entire person, is being able to excel in beyond what maybe your natural talents are. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Amy Puckett.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. I appreciate you joining me and being able to share a little bit about Brian. I know you're very proud of him and the success he's had. It's more than just a logo on a shirt. It takes a lot of work and a lot of challenges as a young person to grow up and to be inspired enough to take the steps that Brian has.
Absolutely. He wasn't a great student. I, of course, as all parents, stressed grades, grades, grades. But Brian has had a great work ethic ever since he was probably a freshman in high school, is when he decided he was going to play college football. And from there, he has grown to where he's at. And it started then when I tried to teach him, if you're going to excel at something, work, work, work. I've had to work all my life very, very hard, many, many, many hours. And he saw that. I tried not to miss anything as for my children's sports, but work, I had to work to get where I'm at. Hours and hours and hours.
One of the people I talked to yesterday was talking about Brian being the chubby kid.
Yes.
At some point. Yes. I was the chubby kid, yes, too. I was in Husky pants.
That's right.
And you think about sometimes the chubby kid is picked on, or the chubby kid is kind of looked at differently.
Yes.
But that was Brian at some point, and you would have looked at him and said, well, I don't think A, B, and C can happen to him, but it did.
It did. He was the Husky. Brian loved to eat. He always loved to eat. Still likes to eat.
Me too.
He still likes to eat, but he's kind of changed his passion of eating, and he cooks. It was very important. Like you said, we might talk about breakfast. That's his. Everybody would ask him in college, especially, how are you so big? How'd you get to be so big? Your parents aren't really that big. And he always would say, and of course that's not really the case, but he would always say, my mom cooked me breakfast every single morning. And that is, he's so passionate about that to this day, is his nutrition and breakfast. And but he was the Husky kid. He's had to work for every single thing he's had in life, on the football field and working now at LSU. It's taken work. So that's probably a good thing that he was the Husky kid. Yes. He had to overcome that.
As busy as you were, you found time to make breakfast.
Absolutely.
And as parents, we want to find the time to do things. And a lot of us will say, well, I don't have time to do this, or I don't have time to do
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
What's important is what we make time for, right?
That's right. That's right. I always, I was born and raised on a farm. So that work ethic came from that as well. Going back to my grandmother and my grandfather worked very, very hard, but it was very important to them to have meals on the table. And Brian has adhered to that.
And we talked about DJ Simmons, and he was in your home.
Sure.
And they drove each other.
Absolutely.
So if they
Absolutely.
Can work together and push each other harder,
that's right.
That does make us better if we can find that person.
That's right. That's exactly right. And we had some trying times. DJ must have lived with us about 4 years, probably of some of the hardest times, and they fired off of each other. And it was now, this day, they still do that some, not as much because of the distance, but I know they could pick up the phone at any minute and pick up right where they left off.
And I know you're proud of both of them. And
Absolutely.
Bree, your daughter, she was here to be there for her brother
right.
today. And that's important
sure.
because the unit's still intact.
Absolutely.
And Brian knows that.
Absolutely.
As he goes back to Baton Rouge, he knows what he has back here at home.
That's right. That's very important. It was us three, and we stuck together. Us three will always stick together. Regardless of who's on the outside coming in, us three, I think, will always have that bond. That's very important to me.
I appreciate the fact that Brian is very strong when it comes to, he wants people to know that he's from Rogersville, Alabama.
Absolutely.
He wants that to be in his bio. Don't put another city. It's Rogersville, Alabama.
And that really came very strong, true to him, when Brady Cox from East Lauderdale News called him to put an article in the paper. And he really, I think that phone call and that interview really hit home. And he said, you know, I've always been proud of Rogersville, Alabama, but I want to give back to my community. And that's when it really, I think, really was setting in. It's still setting in of his new job. It's going to take some time for him for the adjustment, but he's settling in very well.
I was telling one of the coaches that as you have alumni, they leave and go to their chosen professions, careers. There are a lot of people out there who came from Rogersville and other small communities that have a lot to share with young people. If they're simply
right.
asked, will you come and speak? Because
right.
you learn some things outside of here, too.
Absolutely.
And your career, your professions, and you have some knowledge that you can impart to young people.
That's right.
And if it can help them and they can learn from your experiences, I think that's what Brian was ultimately able to do today, is he was able to talk to these young athletes.
I think so. I would hear a lot, oh, your kids are going to go to Lauderdale County, when I moved here from Ohio originally. And it's all, I think a lot of it, most of it is starts at home. And regardless if you're at a 6A school, or I would always say there's kids that say, well, I've got five different, you know, foreign languages I can learn in high school. We didn't have that in Lauderdale County. It's all about what you want in life and how hard you work. You don't have to have the big school. You can go to a little school, small school. And I just think it was just a great place to raise my children, in a great school.
Absolutely. I loved Lauderdale County, and my granddad was a preacher, and that's how we came up here from Birmingham. So I went to a 6A school before I came to Lauderdale County, and I know the differences between a large school and a smaller school. And I can say without a doubt this was a great place for me to be. All 87 classmates that I graduated with, you know, 25 years ago this May. And I still have those memories of being here and playing for Coach Ronnie Ritter, who I played for at the time, and graduated in 97. And then I was mentioning, of course, me and Brian had that alumni football game that we played in.
We
won our very last game that we ever played. But that's been several years ago. And it gave us an opportunity to give back to the school because it was a fundraiser. And we had people who sponsored. As I look around the gymnasium, I see a lot of businesses who support this school and these programs here. And the young people, the young guys, they don't yet understand the importance of that. But hopefully as they get older, they'll start to see that it doesn't just happen by magic. It takes a lot of people working very hard, volunteers, people who aren't even paid to come and take time with them to help them excel.
I was going to ask Brian when that really sunk in. I don't know when it really sunk in that, you know, with these young kids listening to him. I think they were very inspired, some, but, you know, wonder how long it'll be before they remember or they look back and say, you know, I remember Brian Puckett standing there saying that. And if it just is instilled in one child, it was worth him coming here and speaking to this group of kids.
And hopefully they stored his phone number.
I know.
And if there's something that they need or something they want to talk about, something that he went over today, and they think, I sure need to talk to Brian I'm hung up right now and I need to have somebody to kind of push me a little bit. He might can do that for them.
He would. And I told one of the coaches, I said, if you can't get him or he doesn't respond, call me and I'll make sure.
Well, Amy, we appreciate your work with your son, your children, to help make them the people that they are today. I know that there are parents listening right now who have younger children. I have an 8-year-old daughter, and we think about what we want to do as parents to be the very best we can. We have struggles as adults. You're going to have those struggles, but you still have to be able to focus on the people, the little people that you're raising. To be able to look into the future and say, I want this for my young person, and this is how I'm going to help prepare them for that.
And it's, I couldn't imagine right now having a young child with all the, I mean, I had electronics I had to argue with often with Brian. Xbox 360 was his thing, football. but you have to have your family core. That's where it starts, I feel, and have your family time.
Absolutely.
Just basic, sit down and have meals together. That was very important to me as a child, and I instilled that in my children.
We're going to bring Brian back into the conversation. And Amy, I appreciate you sharing today here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you so much.
And Brian, getting to look across to your mom today here in Rogersville, Alabama, and have her see you be able to speak to these young people, what does that mean to you?
I think that means a lot. People always say, like, her and I are very similar. For me to get a represent like this means a lot, just like how I want to represent for Rogersville, Lauderdale County. I want to do right by her, you know. I want to represent her dad. I want to represent his dad. I want to represent her at the highest level. And I think having that gratitude and respect, like, that helps you when things are hard. Like, I was director of men's basketball for Murray State at a young age, still trying to figure out, don't have any answers, whatever. Getting my master's program finished up. And there'd be some nights it's just absolutely exhausting. I mean, you'd have meetings all day, you'd have practice, you have weight groups, multiple teams, and you work a 14-hour day, and then you have to go home and finalize a research paper on topics that aren't necessarily easy. And I would always think about, like, she did college with two kids. You know, I got two dogs. like, this isn't that bad. So just to see, like, her sacrifice for us to be where I am today, that just means everything.
That 3.9 GPA with the Masters didn't hurt either, did it? When you think about where you came from, a 2.5 guy to a 3.9, and no mama was proud of that.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that came in the maturing process and understanding of just goals and how to achieve them. But I always heard her. I just probably didn't listen as well as I should have until I was ready. That was always my thing. I would hear what she said, but...
Well, you can sure listen now. The way from Rogersville, Alabama to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you know that you have your family to support you, and that's one of the things that we really brought out with your mom joining us, Amy, as we talked about that family unit and how important it is to get a young person to where you hope that they'll be one day.
Yeah, I mean, like when you talk about true goals, long-term goals, I become a believer in, like, it's not always easy. You have to go through every emotion. What that means is it's more of a marathon. There's happy moments. There's sad moments. There's angry moments. A lot of different feelings. But until you go through each one of those on your journey to your actual goal, I don't think you can actually be successful or know what it is. Because when you go through all of that and you reach your goal, it means so much more. And to do that, you have to have a ultimate support system. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people that are really self-made people. And I wish I could be that person, but I'm not. You know? Between my mom, my sister, my awesome wife, like, they really are the reasons why I can perform at the level that I perform at. So just like a lot of my mentors along the way, man, like, I'm not a self-made guy. I had a lot of great people around me that helped me get to where I'm at. So it's just really special. I think it's all a correlation of, like, getting to come back here, talk to high school athletes, talk to Coach Mason, talk to Coach Jen, just talk to all these other coaches that invested in me. I mean, there were coaches that were telling me they saw stuff in me that I'm sitting there looking at them like, they're crazy. Like, what are you talking about? And now to get a say, like, it's because people believed in you to do certain things, it's a privilege. I mean, there's some pressure that comes behind it, but it's also a privilege. So just to get to say I'm at this milestone in life already, it's really powerful. And I'm just grateful to have those people around me, because without that, like, there might be a Taco Bell or something like that. So I'm grateful, man.
Well, you definitely put yourself in position today to be a mentor to these young people here at Lauderdale County High School here in Rogersville, Alabama. And I know that means a lot to you. And I appreciate the fact that you came here specifically to talk to these young guys and be a mentor to them, to share some of your experiences and now be able to show them what it takes to get to where you're at today. And I know that that's going to have an impact on some of those guys that were listening. And it may take some time. It might have been today for one or two of them, but it may take some time. And then it clicks and they say, I need to talk to Brian. So I know it's important that you made this trip to be able to talk to these young people. And I know that it will have an impact on them.
Yeah. I mean, I may have mentioned this earlier, like, I had a 30-hour window. And that's not ideal in a seven hour and 41-minute drive, you know? And I don't even think my mom was happy about it. I come to Rogersville and I told her, hey, I'm blocking off this time to really talk to the community and current athletes and future athletes as they get into high school. But it's just, I think that's, you have a service that you have to do. You have to give back. And that's one thing that my mom always taught me, is just work hard and then give back and you'll continue to be successful. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Absolutely. Brian Puckett, strength and conditioning coach, men's basketball, LSU. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today and sharing your love of your community here in Rogersville, Alabama.
For sure, man. Just want to say thanks for having me on, and can't wait for the next time.
And we're going to make one guy's day very special today. His name is Colton, and he's the Go Colton guy. I don't know if you've ever heard of Colton, but he was great friends with Coach O, LSU, okay. And he had a lot of attention. He's from Alabama, but we follow Go Colton, and he's my buddy. And so now we're going to give a shout-out to Colton today from the strength and conditioning coach, men's basketball, LSU, Brian Puckett.
No doubt, man. A big shout-out, and go Tigers, baby.
Go Tigers, Lauderdale County, or LSU, right? Hey, see, works either way.
Full circle.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope you are encouraged and inspired by the show today. If you are, please share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then go over and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show from Rogersville, Alabama, Lauderdale County High School at Larry Senior Gymnasium. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.